Welcome to today's episode. Today we are sharing a story from Zagreb, Croatia. A story about quiet support, patience, and the power of helping someone feel safe again. This is the story of Ivana. Ivana has been living in a shelter for women and children victims of violence for 1 year. Today, she participates in support activities for new shelter residents, but she still remembers very clearly what it felt like to arrive for the first time.
I didn't know who to trust. I felt ashamed that I had ended up in a shelter, and I felt as if I had failed in life.
A few months ago, a young woman with a small child arrived at the shelter. She rarely spoke to anyone. Most of the time, she stayed alone in her room and avoided contact with the other women. For Ivana, the situation felt familiar. The woman reminded her of herself during those difficult first days.
She apologized constantly, even when asking for ordinary things, like an extra blanket or help with documents.
Instead of asking questions about her past, Ivana focused on helping the woman feel safe. Sometimes they simply sat together in the kitchen and drank tea. Other times, Ivana helped with the child or explained how daily activities in the shelter worked. Small actions, simple moments, but moments that helped build trust.
I realized that people do not always need advice. Sometimes they first need the feeling that someone is not judging them.
As time passed, the woman slowly began speaking more openly. One day, she shared something she had never spoken about before. For years, she had not made a single decision on her own because her partner controlled almost every part of her life. Experiences like this can affect a person's confidence, independence, and sense of control. That is why support in shelters often begins with the smallest gestures. Listening without interrupting. Showing someone where they can get help. Helping them understand documents or procedures. Asking how they are feeling. Or simply staying beside them during a difficult day.
We cannot make decisions for them or force them to talk before they are ready. Every woman needs time to feel safe and regain control over her own life.
For Ivana, respecting boundaries is one of the most important parts of supporting someone through recovery. Healing cannot be rushed. Trust takes time, and every woman moves forward at her own pace. Today, the woman Ivana supported participates in group discussions and is slowly planning an independent life for herself and her children. Looking back, Ivana reflects on what helped her most when she first arrived.
When I arrived at the shelter, what meant the most to me was that someone listened to me without questions or judgment. That is why today I try to be that person for another woman. Sometimes recovery begins only when you feel for the first time that you are not alone.
Thank you for listening. This story reminds us that support is not always about finding the right words or giving advice. Sometimes it is enough to listen. Sometimes it is enough to stay. And sometimes recovery begins when someone finally feels that they are not alone. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode. Reflection questions. Why did Ivana avoid pressuring the new resident to immediately talk about her past? What small acts of support helped the new woman feel safer and less alone? Why are patience and respecting personal boundaries important in the recovery process?